By the time Sandy hit Rhode Island, it was no longer a hurricane, but that didn't stop the storm from raking across the state, taking chunks out of the southern coastline. Westerly and nearby Charlestown took the brunt of the hit. At Musquamicut Beach, businesses and homes were severely damaged, with flooding widespread. The storm pushed several feet of sand into nearby streets. It also brought widespread power outages. The governor and both of the state's U.S. senators lost power for a time. The Federal Emergency Management Agency puts a price tag on Sandy's damage to the Ocean State at $14 million. Residents have until January 14th to register for FEMA assistance. Flo Jonick, Rhode Island Public Radio.